Hello and welcome to Mailbox. As promised, today we will quote from your correct answers to our October quiz question and finally announce the name of the lucky listener who will receive a present from Radio Prague. So let's get down to business. Asifa Shanin from Pakistan wrote,
I'm also your regular listener, as is my husband, Riyas Ahmad Khan, but this is the first time I'm taking part in your monthly quiz. The name of that guitarist is Rudy Linka. He moved to the United States in 1985 to study at Berklee College of Music. He has founded his own jazz trio, the Rudy Linka Trio. He is internationally recognized as one of the top guitarists in the world.
Hans Werner Lollicke from Denmark writes,
I'm not into jazz, but when you ask a jazz lover and tell them you're looking for a Czech-American jazz guitarist, he is never in doubt. The name is Rudy Linka. He was infected by jazz already as he lived and studied in Prague. Via Germany, he defected to Sweden in 1980, and then he came to the U.S. He has, since 1995, been numerous times back in the Czech Republic to inspire jazz lovers, like at the Bohemian Jazz Fest.
Roger Tidy from England sent us this.
Linka took a number of established jazz musicians as his mentors, including Red Mitchell and John Abercrombie, and by the mid-1980s was a respected musician in his own right. Linka's portfolio of recordings includes two albums that he created in collaboration with George Mraz and Marvin Smitty Smith, and he has performed in a number of European countries as well as in the United States. Most significantly, perhaps, he was welcomed back to his home country after the fall of communism, and at the invitation of President Václav Klaus, he has performed along with other top jazz musicians at Prague Castle, the seat of the Czech presidency.
As J. Akbula from Nigeria wrote,
Rudy Linka was able to identify his gift early enough as he studied classical guitar as a teenager. His alma maters were the Prague Conservatory, Stockholm Music Institute, Berklee College of Music, and the New School. He was greatly influenced by people like Karel Velebny, Red Mitchell, John Abercrombie, Jim Hall, George Mraz, and Marvin Smith.
Paul Peacock writes from Australia.
Rudy Linka has released 13 albums to date. Some of these were, in 1992, News from Home, 1994, Check It Out, 1997, Always Double Check, 2000, Live It Up, with his latest being Songs in 2008.
Evelyn Coviello from New York adds,
Check It Out and Always Double Check are two of the many named albums from jazz guitarist Rudy Linka. Even though Mr. Linka lives here in the US, his clever album titles obviously pay homage to his respectable Czech heritage.
David Eldridge from the United Kingdom sent us this answer.
Rudy Linka grew up in a musical family and became attached to the guitar when he was 13. During the late 1970s, he circulated amongst musicians in Prague and moved to Sweden via Germany in 1981. He lived in Sweden for 4 years, but didn't find as much activity on the jazz scene as he was expecting. His attention turned to the United States. He toured Europe in 1996 and was highly acclaimed by enthusiasts of jazz as a guitar player. From 1989, he has also worked as a music teacher. Now he frequently visits the Czech Republic, amongst other things organising jazz festivals, and has on one occasion been stopped by police from busking on Charles Bridge.
Alan Rowe, also from the United Kingdom, adds,
Whilst researching this, I found that Rudy has his own website, www.rudylinka.com, where you can listen to a few clips of Rudy's music.
Charles Konecny from Ohio writes,
One of the things that struck me is the vast studies Rudy has in classical guitar. So many schools and lessons with jazz greats. It is no wonder he is one of the best jazz guitarists. He should also be complimented that he returns to organize many of the jazz festivals in the Czech Republic. On a YouTube interview, he comes across as a very amiable person. And last but not least, Rudy Linka just sounds like a name for a jazz guitarist.
And Colin Law from New Zealand lists all of our programmes featuring the artist.
Rudy is obviously well known to Radio Prague, as he featured recently in a July 2010 current affairs item by Ian Willoughby. In addition, Rudy was mentioned in the January 2010 programme Best of the Past Year. And in a July 2009 current affairs item, in a one-on-one item in June 2009, in a news item in July 2008, and an arts item in July 2006.
Many thanks for your answers and the time you took researching. This time, the lucky winner who can expect a Radio Prague parcel in the mail is Evelyn Coviello from New York. Congratulations. The rest of you can give it another try this month, as we are looking for the name of the Czech-German author and historian who was born in Prague in 1896 and died in 1970 in Rome. Your answers need to reach us by the end of November at english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. Mailbox will be back again next week to answer your questions and air your opinions. Till then, happy listening.
Pavla Horáková will be back at the same time next week. If you'd like to check out this week's mailbox online, you can do so at www.radio.cz.